The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Cornhuskers are 3-4 in conference play and 5-6 overall. Nebraska hosts Iowa on Friday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
Sounds good. That's what we'll do.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Daniel Huthman with USA Today.
Mike, how is it going today?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, how has your approach to senior day maybe changed over the years?
Oh, you know, I think you get a little bit more reflective on guys. You know, this is our first year here, but I've really appreciated this group of seniors. So, but it's, as you're in this longer, you just get a better, I think, I get a stronger feeling about the time spent, the investments made, and the growth of the individuals, and so it's a pretty special time.
Have you changed how you sort of handle it over the years, just to sort of manage the emotions as they grow?
Oh, you know, I think that that part I really haven't. You know, those are going to be kind of natural reactions to a situation, and a lot of it probably unique individual reflections by each guy. They're all different, and how they see things. So, you know, how we manage that hasn't really changed.
Okay.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, have you guys approached this game as kind of a play-in game relative to bowl eligibility?
Well, absolutely. You know, that's the situation we put ourselves in. So it's a great game. All of them have been. You know, you have to realize in college football that every game is like a playoff game. You're positioning yourself all year long as you go. So we put ourselves in a position to be bowl eligible. We have to win this game. It's against a great team. Everybody all right?
And, I think so.
So we are, you know, there's obviously a lot on the line, and we're excited about the opportunity.
With the unique spot of the bye week, did you get the notion that maybe even more so, this team really wants to run through the season's finish line with their best foot forward because of everything that happened early in the fall?
Yeah, you know, I've got a real good feeling about this team and how they've kind of stayed with it through a ton of adversity early and have won a couple games in a row. That's not an easy thing to accomplish, just with the fact that there's so many things that go into, you know, the feelings about fighting through some hard times. So I've really appreciated that about this group and our coaching staff, kind of just staying with it and then being able to play better ball and win some games and position ourselves with a chance, which is what we want.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Good. Thank you.
Good. I wanted to ask you about your two defensive tackles, Malik Collins and Vincent Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Other than their obvious size and skill, what makes them special in helping stop the run?
Well, you know, those guys from the beginning when we got here were impressive physically, you know, and they're different. Malik is kind of a movement guy. He's got, for his size, he's got real good quickness and strength to go with it. Vincent's a powerful guy. And, you know, for a long time we were playing without both of them together. You know, Vince was hurt for a long period of time, got hurt in the first game, as a matter of fact, and we didn't have him. But when they're together and playing and then we can rotate a couple guys in with them and keep those two guys fresh, they are factors, and they have been big factors in us playing pretty good run defense.
Your front four is a veteran unit, has some skills to it. Where do you think this fits in maybe in the Big Ten, or at least the teams that you've seen among the Big Ten's front fours, the one you have right now?
I like this group. I think that, you'd always like to have a goal of being good against the run, and we have been in general. We just haven't been a good pass defensive unit totally through the year, and I think we've gotten better over the last month. But the combination of the two is always important. But this group has been pretty solid that way. I think, in the last couple of games, we've been a better pass rush unit. That group, has to have a twofold responsibility, playing the run and then rushing the passer. And we've done a little bit better job and improved in that area, which has obviously been also part of our pass defense getting maybe a little bit better. So as we've gone, we've known that's where the issues are and have tried to continue to improve.
Thank you very much.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.